everybody. I'm Dr. Deb, and welcome to another episode of PTSD and Beyond. Welcome to the PTSD and Beyond podcast, where we give you insights into post-traumatic stress, trauma recovery, healing, and beyond. I'm Dr. Deb Lind, and in each episode, I have a conversation with a guest who will stimulate your mind, touch your heart, and connect with your spirit, and also give you a greater understanding of yourself and others on this healing and recovery journey walked by so many of us before, wounded healers with lived experience and heroes. Hopefully, we'll also provide a glimpse into possibilities and purpose, hope, and inspiration. Thanks for listening and enjoy the podcast. One last thing, guys, before we dive into today's episode, if you'd like an ad-free experience and like early access to new episodes and special events, I want to let you know you can join us at patreon.com. That is patreon.com/PTSD and beyond. All right, let's do it. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Deb here with PTSD and Beyond. Today is April 29th, and the topic from the Daily Book of Positive Quotations by Linda Bacone is Limits. And the quote is from Anne Morrow Lindbergh. One cannot collect all of the beautiful shells on the beach. When we consider all the rich possibilities of the world, our desires know no limits. A summer home in the mountains, a romantic getaway on an exotic island, an advanced degree from a prestigious university. So many possibilities in so little time. We can, however, enjoy the things we do experience as completely as possible. We don't need to do everything we can imagine to have a full life. Even if we could collect all the beautiful shells on a beach, what appeal would the beach then hold for us? Wow. You know what this reminds me of? Remember before lockdown, we were advised to go get some basic necessities, and we saw people hoarding all sorts of stuff, toilet paper in particular, not leaving anything for anybody else, just thinking for themselves and just taking. And if we were to take all the shells on the beach, what appeal would the beach hold for us? What appeal would the beach hold for everybody else? There would be no shells. There would be nothing to enjoy. So there are limits. And I don't think that this is about limits in the sense of restriction. I think these, what Linda's talking about here, as well as Anne, is the limitations of satisfaction and being satisfied. Remember in a previous episode, we talked about, eating enough and not overindulging ourselves, and where can we get to that pause place where we know we're satisfied? Remember the Goldilocks moment? I find this episode to be, resonant of that episode, that previous episode, because again, we're talking about limits, and if there's no limits, then there's gluttony. And when are we ever satisfied? This isn't about pushing yourself, okay? I don't want any of those people that are like, and I say those people, meaning the people who, you know, are out there, the grind, the hustle people, right? Those folks, you got to grind and hustle. And if you're not out there grinding and hustling, then you're lazy. That message. I don't agree with that message, actually. I think I've been pretty vocal on LinkedIn about why. So if we overindulge ourselves and there's no satisfaction, okay, I'm not talking about motivation. I'm not talking about ambition here, okay? That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about hoarding and taking so much that then what we took is depleted and there's nothing left for anybody else to enjoy. How can we be mindful and, again, take what is enough for us and still leave the beauty for other people. Still leave enough toilet paper for other people. How do we collectively as a society, a global society, bring ourselves to get to that point? What are the some things that we can do? One thing that I like to think about when concepts get so large, I'll say to myself, okay, what can I do in my world? How can I affect and make those changes in my immediate circle? And then after those changes are made, then how can I extend it? So if you think about like a hug, right? You're hugging, you know, you're showing yourself care, then you're hugging your immediate family and you're showing your immediate family care, and then you extend it. You extend that hug. So how can we approach this concept of limits in the same way where we're not depriving ourselves, and at the same time we're also being very mindful of taking what we need and still being able to have for others to enjoy. All right, so here's what the affirmation is. The affirmation is, I have had wonderful experiences and I am lucky. Yes, I have had wonderful experiences and I am lucky, because we get to enjoy the things that we do and experience every day. And that is good enough. All right, you guys, this is Dr. Deb with PTSD and Beyond. So hit that subscribe button and you'll get these episodes early. Give us a like, that would help us out very much. We greatly appreciate you being here. And as always, we're better together. We're stronger together. And take what resonates and go beyond.